I'm back.
Oh, man, I got my fingers. That thing is hooked down a sharp, comes up there.
And try to keep
there would be some big changes.
And try to keep to the main point.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll get off on these little liver. Back there in that watermelon patch, Cecil, I declare that's the messiest place you ever saw.
Is that right?
Ain't that a mess after they get through with a watermelon patch?
Yeah.
And you think them hills ain't high, you try to roll over them. Even in a tractor.
These beds.
Yes, them beds.
Yeah.
Why, you couldn't even go over an old trailer. Them weeds is high, them fertilizer, that's the highest weeds I've seen back there.
Well, you just been needing fertilizer all the time. They put
yeah.
it to you.
That's right.
I laid that down there.
Yes, you did. You laid it. And Crotalaria, I got a good sized patch of Crotalaria back there. And that stuff went up and branched out. It's the biggest it's ever been. I've always sprayed it, you know, when it was just coming through. I'd put that 2,4-D on.
Have to be careful what you say to this man.
No, you don't. Just tell me what to do. That's what I want to do. I just want to get it straight.
What seems to be wrong with it?
What?
Enough volume?
This?
Are you talking about the watermelon patch right on?
Yes, I'm talking about the watermelon patch.
Ain't one thing doing, that's to get a bushing ball, go right down them road, throw it the other way. Right straddle where the watermelons were, see?
Yeah. How many trips you got to take? That depends, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. I imagine one trip would pretty well throw it down there.
I got that old,
I don't think you hit plow through there. But,
It's soft now, you know, it's raining.
Let's see, have you got a tandem type bushing bog now?
Well, it's got them scallop front wheels. It's not exactly a bushing bog.
Has it got smooth back ones?
Yeah.
One all goes one way and one all the other, eh?
Yeah. It's set. My old trailer, my old tractor, wouldn't cut it.
Well, I ain't got the attachment for a three-point hitch. I don't believe the disc is reversed below my old tractor. My bushing ball, it's wild.
Well, your tractor pulls a bushing ball. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as I say, I don't believe the disc on it is reversible. It just
throws it up.
Set to throw out. That would be right. Ain't wanting the bed up, wanting to throw it out, ain't
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Advertise that today in that bulletin. Of course, it might not have no tires in it,
yeah,
no motor,
not a lot of things.
Transmission. And I saw one just a week or two ago here at Waldo. That wouldn't be far as you'll see. This other one.
What all did you do to your tractor when you was overhauling it, Cecil?
Well, I went into the transmission, and I didn't find anything wrong in there. The gears is all in good shape.
How many gears is it?
Six. Forward.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And
How fast does your road gear go? 15 miles an hour?
About that.
That's fast enough, isn't it?
Yeah, you get any faster than that, you wreck. Now, the motor, I rebuilt it completely.
Well, you bought a new block for it.
Yeah, it's got a reboard block, new pistons, and crankshaft was reground. It wasn't off, but about 3.5 thousandths of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
But this wife down here said, he says, well, it says, while you're working on it, you might as well just put it in first class shape. So I got the bill in there, $52 for regrind crankshaft. The mains.
Well, when you was
from Lovell Brothers.
When you were working up there, you pulled them big trailers with how much fertilizer they have in them?
I believe about 7 tons.
Now you just hitched on that and away you went.
Yeah.
No trouble.
Well, I had some trouble over yonder in that little back field next to the lake at Bob Woods. The sand was so soft. Well, that tandem harrow, it'd go plumb on over the axle, get on the right old frame, the pure sand. The sand's so soft back in that field. And when I started out there with that fertilizer thing, I told him I didn't believe I'd ever make it.
Yeah.
And I could spin my wheels in second gear.
Yeah.
And it would just spin them wheels, and it'd stop every now and then, and I'd back up. The trailer done come along, packed it down enough, and I could back up, get another run start at it, and I finally got enough to load off, and it went on over. But CS folks got all that fertilizer out that evening where they could pick that
pick up the big
distributor up.
You
get gone with it. And I told Bill, I said, you better go get another tractor and put in front of me if you're going to get this thing out. But they didn't go right on. I kept moving a little, and I finally...
Well, Bill hadn't got any tractors, except them little cultivating tractors.
That's all.
He wouldn't help you.
Well, they'd help some, but...
Now, he gets along without a single big tractor, cutting tractor, turning tractor.
Well, he generally has McRae or somebody to do that heavy stuff.
Yeah. Let me tell you,
It's what you call double cut, but you got to cross it to cut that stuff up. Have a seat.
How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what I think happened.
McRae's in this business to make money.
Yeah.
And his harrow is 2 feet too wide.
For his power?
For his power. Now, he can't put it down there and pull it without getting it down there in a real low gear. And then when he gets into a soft place,
you gotta lift it.
He done spun down and in trouble. And I hear lots of people talking about to have to just get on him and stay with him to get that thing in the ground.
Yeah.
Now, he can put it down about half depth, and he can make it look good, and he can go away from him. Joe Lee was telling about they had big acreage cut out after Buddy Huff on this Orange Lake and Brush Lot Road. And Joe said he didn't get out there the first half of the day. Was held up until he got out there, and he told him, said, man, says, we want this thing fixed so we can go in here and go to work. Says, we can knock the weeds down. He said they were nicely going to town on it. But said, taking about long when he put the thing in the ground, it taken about a day and a half to do the same, cover the same acreage, amount of acreage that he had covered the half a day the way he was going.
Oh, oh.
So that gives you about 300% more profit if you don't get the ground in.
Well, now let me tell you, Cecil, you know I'm not a farmer, but
I like Frank McCray.
I do too.
I think an awful lot of the man.
Well, let me tell you.
But,
I'm not a farmer. I know it, but I farmed a lot. And I can break a piece of land and get out there and get it in good shape for cultivation, but I can't tell a fella how to do it. I got to get out there and sort of judge as I go along. Now, some people don't have to do that. And but now, let me tell you what I told him. I said to him, now, you just keep cutting it. You know, he charges so much for going over the field.
Yeah.
Well, I said, I didn't know. I told him I didn't know how much it'd take. Just go over it until he got it in shape. And I tell you what he turned it all right. But it was them, what would you call it?
Stood up on the edge.
Yes, them big, and it was
this.
And it was solid bahia grass.
Yeah.
And you know, I went in there and tried to cut it down a little bit with my little old tractor and that little old harrow. And you know, it never did do right. And
I tell you, you take up in that back end up there, in the northeast corner, there's lots of clay up there. And then you take down from that little old pond, right up on that hill, there's clay, there's a streak that runs right off the southwest direction, and runs plumb over beyond those palm trees. That there ain't nobody gonna get a plow in there unless it's awful wet. When he gets wet enough, he can get a plow in there deep enough to take it like it ought to, but then he's gonna bog down.
Yeah.
Now, you get on down here in this bottom, it'd go to China down there in that sand.
Yeah.
And there ain't nobody that can do a perfect job on a piece of land like that. He just has to be a sure enough expert in watching every foot, because it'll change twice from here to that road.
Yes. Yeah.
And you got to let the more weight down on that thing or lift it up. And driver, he's looking ahead. He ain't looking back to see what's going down.
Well, now that's the thing.
In order to do it, you need one man to operate the plow and one to operate the tractor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know. On my little tractor, I know how I do. I keep my hand on that little elevator thing.
Yeah.
And now, on that big tractor, he got them colored boys. They good. But I tell you what, I don't think they adjust it as it go along.
No, they don't.
They just put it where they want and light out.
Yeah.
And if you get in a soft spot, you see, you get way down deep where you don't need to be so deep, it ain't going to grow much in there. Then you get up there where that clay is hard, you don't get much.
Well, up from that pond there's a streak along there. It's really rough. That clay, it just
Mr.
don't
Mitchell,
take
would you come in here? I want to chat with you a little. I got a job. I can't get my own name.
Well, we ain't talking so much. Let me tell you, Cecil. I wish you didn't have, you know, them old big tractors.
Yeah, I see that tractor sitting on the shed out there. I got a single section bush and bog over yonder that I have pulled it maybe 3 miles, and some of the discs not touching the ground. I set the ones next to the fence trying to test some old vines and stuff for the alongside the graded road. The streak from that wide to this wide that the dirt is pushed back against the fence and built up old places that high. And old poison ivy and grapevines and briars and everything else growed up in there. And I had to rebuild the fence. And I put my left-hand disc as adjustment there. Screw down to make one side hollow for leveling the equipment. So I'd set that one down to make it cut over the side of that fence. And with just about 3 discs there, it would just get out and it would just spin. And the other side's not down in the ground. I told it, Mr. Strong, when start over in January, I says, "What'd you get this for?" He says, "For that tractor." I says, "That tractor won't pull that thing." I says, "You're getting ground soft enough that you can get the disc in without putting pressure on them." I says, "Your wheels will spin." And I said, "If you get on hard ground where your wheels is going to hold," I said, "you just can't pull the tractor. You just sit on top and spin." I said, "Your dirt will spin off my wheels. Your disc still be sitting there on. It'd be going to ground." And it's just that way.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that tractor sitting out there in front of that Shell station over there?
Yeah.
What kin is that to your big tractor?
Well, I don't know, but he's a neighbor over there. But they've been having trouble. He's had trouble with a crankshaft in it. And he had one journal turn, so his brother-in-law over there told me, David McElroy. It didn't have an oil turn, and all the oil is going back into the transmission. Now, they had the pressure on the pump set up high. They put new seals in it, Miller had down there. And but the oil was still going back. They used 10 or 12 quarts of oil in a day. And not working it hard either.
Yours don't use any.
Mm-mm. I ain't even changed it since I was at your place. Should change it. I got the filters here to go in it, but I ain't done much. And
still
I just think each time I'll, yeah, it's still clear.
Where do you,
I think each time it'll change oil now before I do another little job. But run out here and wait another hour or two, 3 hours.
Yes, sir. I sure wish you didn't have so much in that old tractor. I would sure love to treat.
Mm-hmm. How much you got in your Ford?
How much?
Yeah.
You mean how much did I pay for it?
Yeah. How much boots you want to give me?
Well, I'll tell you. That little old Ford, the way they sell now, you could put somebody put a little mower underneath it, you know, and just use it around the place for mowing. They'd pay $500-$600 for it. It's not worth it.
Well, this old stuff I got here, a man can. Uh, He could convert it to 3-point hitch.
Yes, I
think. Wouldn't cost too much.
No, cost you $100.
Well, of course, you could build a lift there for less, but Sears has got one. It's $102 for a 3-point hitch hookup. Go on that tractor.
Well, the sort of work you do with it, you don't need it. But the sort of work I do with it, I need that lift. Because I just do tedious work mostly, you know, just around the place.
Well, I got lift on the cultivating equipment, but you'd want to use plows and harrows. That's where you need your lift.
Yeah.
Right down in there between those cylinders.
Can you feel it?
No, you can't feel it.
Yeah.
But the water will go through it.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, my little old truck is not in good shape. It's the oil's going into the water.
At the John Deere place, and here's another set of rings, piston rings,
mm-hmm.
Brand new. That's for one cylinder, that's for the other cylinder.
God darn.
That's brand new pistons.
Golly. Now, once you get them in no trouble, all you got to do is put them in.
Here's a block. Now, this is not a new block. It's a reblower block. And
yeah.
Those pistons are fitted to that block.
Yeah.
It's still got shifting tags.
Yeah. That's costly. Just
that right there. That looks like stands high as this roof right there. And they take these bulldozer tracks. And it's all done automatically. Run that thing through there, and it builds them up to its size just as it goes through there.
Yeah.
They just specialize in nothing but tractors. The largest tractor used that size tire and rim. They got to air them, but they're old and rotten.
Well.
Put on good ones.
Yeah.
Here's a platter plates. There's a grill off this thing. That thing come off there the other day with me. It needs that, you know, this little washer like about so thick, it's socket like. This thing has got the
size it takes to get that thing off.
Not today.
Worked on these things for a couple of days and still it
went
wrong.
Your yard looks good compared to mine. My grass high, I can't hardly walk through it.
It's flat all over, on the back and everywhere. You get wet trying to get outside. I don't know whether it's worth fixing or not.
About that old Lassie. What the heck's his other name? You know the Clem?
Yeah, Leslie.
Leslie who?
I can't think of
it. I won't call him Lombardo. It ain't that, though.
I'm thinking about it directly. No juice?
Well, I had to get sand and stuff cut off. I didn't have nothing coming in there.
And get through the rock?
Well, I got through rock, but then I'd get into sand and probably loose dolomite. This thing here. This here has been added on there. I just put that on a piece of angle iron. It come down here, and there's a bolt there one here, and one over here, and then there's three right along here, and then right in there is a dog. Well, Strong bought this thing in Leesburg. This Prescott Tractor Company. Well, it's Bill Bowell over here. He was off on leave and put him on. He'd worked for the old man over there nearly a year before he went in service. And, of course, his tractor hadn't been there about a month since Bill went in service. But he come in and he wanted to make some extra money, so I put him to work. And he worked 3 days, and that corner over there broke out. This bolt over here on this corner, you could just lift it in and out. Was thread rusty on the bolt and rusty in the hole. But there's one over here that was already off. There was two here that was holding this one and that one over there. So drove the thing home here to work on it so I could, you know, when it broke off flush, it just well, put a bolt over here on the side. The head of it and start welding up there, and that gave me something to hold to screw out. Well, I got two of them out, the other two didn't come out. And I want to do a little, I had some old peach trees, fig trees out there, it just wasn't nothing to them. Cemetery, I want to take them out, so I went out there and worked just, I think, the fourth dipper for them. And that thing started to knocking like a mischief up there. It had been knocking whenever you'd raise your mower back here. And I put the thing to work there, and it's just sound like this main bearing just falling out of it. So I ease it back up in the shed. I call the old man, he said, well, we'll send it back to Leesburg. I told him this year was already off, and I brought it home to get that fixed, but since that other, why, might as well let them do this. And believe it or not, they put this 5/8 bolt back in this hole here where the thread was stripped, and he put the... Here's the other bolt. You can see it's crooked. Can't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This other hole here, they had tapped it sometime back in the past. It had been tapped 3/4. And for standard thread. And they put a 11/16 SAE thread. See the difference in size, too?
Yeah, I can see that, sir.
They had four washers on here, and I could stick my knife blade between them. Stick my knife blade between these and over there. Well, I told him that wouldn't hold. And see here? They got down here and welded this thing a little bit. And then they ground all the weld off. He wasn't thinking of the postal card, what was left there. I reckon they called himself making it pretty. They brought it in here about 11 o'clock. Today was a week ago. I reckon. Well, it was 2 weeks ago they brought it in here. And about 2 o'clock, he come in from Carolina, going back to Palm Beach, and came by. I showed them. I said, that thing ain't gonna hold. Well, all we can do is try it. I said, well, it won't even get started. But we did. It did hold nearly a day.
Mm.
And that corner broke off. And I just headed back over here for it. Well, I put this piece of angle iron on here, bolted it on, three bolts.
Yeah, I see.
I welded this.
How'd you get those? Was it placed there for those bolts?
Yeah, it was already tapped.
That what that means, tapped?
Yeah.
Already got it placed.
I put this piece of angle iron on here and I welded it here. It's welded across there and down on the front here. And then this piece here, you see. Yeah, I put that on there. Welded that. Welded down there. Bolted up on. This welded on there.
Got a bandsaw there. He said, turn it that way. He said, I wouldn't turn it on. I wouldn't turn the motor on. I said, that thing will cut your finger off just as good turn it by hand as it will with the motor on.
Who was that?
My little grandboy, about 5 or 6 years old. He don't play
anymore. J.R.'s boy. Jake's boy.
Yeah. Just as good turn it by hand as it will. They might not do it as quick.
Yeah.
You'd feel it a little quicker.
Yeah.
But if that motor's running, you don't even feel it. Your finger's laying up there and you got your nub back there.
Yeah. Yes, sir. How have you escaped it? Or you didn't?
Well, no.
Yes, yeah, you got them all.
I got them all.
How'd you manage that?
Well, I just...
You don't want to brag.
Just trying to be particular. Of course, I've had all kind of chances, but it has happened. I've just got by somehow.
Yeah.
I've been so near kill so many times until.
Yeah.
I just don't see how come I wasn't.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
Yeah. I can look back the same way.
I can name
them points
are good on that,
wasn't
it?
Get it.
Just like Preston fixed that international around there.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't worried about it coming off of that now.
No.
I know who fixed it.
What have you been doing with that?
It belongs to Strong over here. This Futch Ranch, you know where Futch's place is over there? Well, these women, they ain't got a business just one husband. They all have about a dozen. One to do all the romancing, and one to keep the yard, and one to carry out the garbage, and do little things around the house, and one to go out
about it, though,
and make the
want,
money.
They all want to do the romancing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Some of them.
Trouble enough there isn't any of them on romance, even the one who's supposed to.
Going to do the yard work.
You get one that everybody wants to romance to get their head chopped off.
I often tell
Jane Russell.
Yeah.
Jane. Not Jane Russell.
I often figured I missed my calling. I ought to be somebody's
Jane
yard,
Mansfield.
Yard man.
You know, this Jane Mansfield, she come off down here at 16 to Silver Springs with Jane Russell, and she just stole the show from all of them.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah. She had, I believe, 23 waist, 34 hips, and 40 busts. And she talked like a child. Had a very little soul, tender
voice.
She got a 16-year-old daughter.
I mean, she was then.
Oh,
child.
Yeah. Well, she still talked that way. You know about, it's been a year ago or something like that. I believe this kid was 8, 10 years old, something like that, boy. But up here at this jungle lad in California, north of Los Angeles, where they make all these wild animal scenes, she was there, and this tiger got that little boy and just tore him over to his
kids. Is that the one?
That's the one that got killed here at New Orleans the other night,
yeah,
the other morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Full day. Oh, she's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But she'd come off down here with this Jane Russell and Liz Taylor. She'd know them high flyers, you know. She's Liz Taylor and Jane Russell, and I believe there's two other women and maybe two men in this bunch. But to come down here and made these underwater pictures at Silver Springs.
Oh.
That was in her beginning. And with that figure she had, she put on one of them little red teeny weeny bikinis and made all kind of pictures, and one with just a towel, and it just, all the newspapers all over the country and the world went for it.
Yeah.
Let's get all about church and look at one of them kind of figures, you know.
Yeah.
Billy Graham said the other night, said there was none that wasn't guilty, that we was all guilty, that we had that temptation to fight all the time. That they couldn't know man, in his estimation, say he was innocent. Well, you know, when they ordered the woman to be stoned to death, the man that, without guilt, to throw the first stone, they all walked off?
All walked off.
Yeah.
Yes. They was honest.
Unless there was a French actress, she's French born, French descent, her people are buried at Chattanooga, and she's got a boy in school at Tallahassee now. They was here about, I guess it's 3 weeks ago now, and this Jane Russell's daddy. Now, he saw my daughter, Ruth, over here at Manatee Springs about a year before she was married. And he was making pictures of her, and they got to notice him. He kept eye on and around, and he was shooting pictures all the time. And finally come up and told him who he was and wanted to interview him. And she was with my wife's oldest son's wife down there. There's a bunch of them down there swimming. And so he made an appointment. She was going with an old boy from Micanopy, and she didn't know whether she's going to marry him or what she's going to do. And she talked so that he says, well, maybe we better hold up this contract. You just look like you, we couldn't depend on you if we signed the contract. Because all there's nothing could sue her for, you know. And, but he told her then, said, we'll give you $100 a day, furnish all your costumes, and all your expense, hotel expense. Anytime he's on the move, transportation, hotel expense, $100 a day. And he has been back here three or four times. Well, this, when he was back here last, even with these three kids, still wanting Ruth to, he's a front man for the 20th Century Fox. And said every time they went to their files and pulled out Ruth's picture, why the boss had to ask about Ruth. What he was about. Yeah. And every time they use one of these commercials over, why you get another $100 out of it, bonus.
Good Lord.
But Jimmy, he don't like the idea. Well, I ain't too crazy about any of these Don movie stars.
He got pretty good sense.
Yeah.
Too.
But He said he was coming back in a few weeks. Now, they went up here, this old Herlong house, last year. They shot a bunch of film there.
I didn't know about that.
And this Mona Lisa. But she had quite a figure. She wasn't no beauty. She did have coal black hair and black eyes, but she had it, I don't know, looked to me like she had a dang wig on. Hair didn't look natural to me, but
mm-hmm.
She said she'd had it dyed. But, she had a regular doll face on in a picture, but she didn't show up that in person, you know. It's a picture off the top. Well, said she wanted to have a horse too. Said she wanted to get out where it was quiet. Said California was too.
You mean that the old brick house that's making up here?
Yeah.
How can it be?
Don't know how much land it was. I told her, well, I didn't know how much it was. Well, she was just.
It's about 2 acres, isn't it?
Yeah. Wonder if there's enough there to have a pony. I told her it probably was.
How'd you know how much was in that?
I said it's about 2 acres, right?
He
runs where they
old
house
is.
It's
about
2 acres.
Some in the back.
He's wanting to buy a place.
It goes on back to the
in this vicinity.
Back block.
And I showed him the ranch over yonder, and he we went on the back porch there, and he takes a view across there. He says why. There's plenty of space right down yonder for my landing strip. I can land my plane right here on the place.
What about that?
Right over there, about a mile, 2 miles.
The old
airplane. Huh?
The old airplane.
Rare plate?
Airplane.
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 Fletcher plate. Yeah.
I worked me down a piece about, about and a half inch thick, and I got up on the old wash bench, and I had the old washboard and tubs and the bench out the yard, drawed the water out the well. I got up on there, and I had this thing turned up edge raised this way, and I hooked my foot over it that way, and I was going to saw notches through there so it would bend in the corners. And that thing turned over, and I caught that toe and sawed it off. All but just a little tiny piece of skin. The scar is 3/4 of the way around the toe now. It just fell over. And there was no rag laying there on the ground. I grabbed that thing and tied that toe up and went. House and got a jar of Vic salve and got me a clean rag and put on it. Put up just about a tablespoon full of that Vic salve in there. And I done that toe up. And going barefoot the whole time. Mother said, what you done to her? I said, I just scratched it a little. I knew she'd
get. You mean you didn't even show it to her?
Heck no. The young one nowadays
you?
Cost you $500 hospital bill.
Yeah, that's right.
On that toe.
Yeah.
Well, I went.
True.
I tied that thing up with that Vic salve, and I knew when I taken it off that the toe was going to be off, and then some trouble would start, you know, because they'd get me. They could see the toe was gone. And I let that thing stay on there about 17 or 18 days before I even looked at it myself.
Afraid to look at it.
Afraid to look at it.
Yeah. Didn't even wiggle it, I don't guess.
I don't know what I've done down there, but I went on barefooted, hopping around there, went on my heel, side of my foot. And when I finally taken that thing off, it was completely healed. And it never did hurt.
What do you think the Vix did for it?
Well,
it didn't sterilize it.
It contaminated, and it didn't let anything else get to it after you put it on.
Well, I've used Vicks on lots of things. And, well, it's got turpentine in it. It's got rosin. It's got
eucalyptus
oil.
It's got all the healing ingredients in it that,
Oh, it has.
You know, oil of eucalyptus is one of the finest throat medicines, used to be, that, it just clean your throat right up. And,
well, I'll see you, Peter.
All right. No.
Glad to see you, Miss Feaster.
I don't imagine Lowell's open. I think they always close at noon.
I never occurred to me that Vicks would have healing medicine in it.
Well, you know,
I don't know what I thought was in it.
Vicks salve is made from a lot of stone.
What do you mean?
Well, that's where it comes from. Absolutely. They get 27 different medicines from a lot of stone. They put that thing. You see them haul them.
No.
You have seen them.
I've seen lighted stumps.
On trucks.
No, I just seen them out in the backyard where people...
You ain't ever seen them around Gainesville?
No.
They had a retort plant in Gainesville. Well, these things is put in a big brick room running their own cars. And then they start that thing to burning in there, and then they smother it down. They won't let the fumes burn. It's just hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes this charcoal. It'll cook every bit of that tar and rosin and all that ingredients out of that stump. And it runs down and runs off in the trough. And they had tanks over there that was 50 feet across and 30 feet high, just lots of them,
mm-hmm.
fill with that stuff come out of them stumps.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing was loaded in cars and shipped and refined, and all these different things come from it.
And they do that up here?
They have closed just, I don't know, in the last 2 years. They closed that plant up. And the first thing I ever saw was at Folks of Georgia.
Same kind?
Same kind. That was back then as a kid. But they have gathered all the stumps. That's the main reason that they left here. The quality of the stumps has got so poor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these turpentine stumps, they don't fool with them, because they done had the main stuff soaked out of them. Just don't get enough out of them to pay.
Cecil, what
they would go out and dig all your stumps free of charge and fill the holes back up on your land just for the stumps.
Hmm. What makes a lighted stump?
A yellow pine.
But there's not any yellow pine to speak of now.
There's no yellow pine to speak of anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the second growth, now these old virgin pines, I don't know, but some of them might have been here for thousands of years. And they had the stuff in them.
Cecil, what are you doing?
And it's too small for the mower. Got a 7-foot mower.
Oh.
And it just won't take it in heavy grass. You got to take about a half a foot.
Yeah.
And high grass, you got to lift it every now and then. I take the side.
Mm-hmm.
Got one of these bush hog rotor mowers, and I had to take the side off to let the stuff get on out, and it still won't take real heavy grass.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a big tractor with power to pull a big mower.
Yeah. What do you take?
That heavy stuff.
What do you use? I notice when they...
I mean, 7 foot. 5 foot. That mower, that tractor, that'd take a 5-foot mower pretty nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can cut the heavy stuff. I can show you pines and sweet gums as big as that cedar cheer tree there. You see how big it is, stump?
Mm-hmm.
I cut them right on off the ground with that.
Oh, mower. That thing?
But you got to take it easy. The way I do, I raise my bucket up there about so high, and then I come and let that down, that hydraulic system, and push it over. And I ease on up there until my blade gets to it, and push my clutch in, and have it time to just ease off one little, just pull it up enough that it has time to sit there and work on it, cut right on over.
Can you go that slow?
Yeah.
Can you?
Well, you have to slip your clutch a little, but, you know.
Oh, I see.
You want to get up there, and it gets
Oh,
you can go on.
Yeah.
It'll tear it up, sling it out from under there.
Yeah, yeah. You got a different, your mower not on the same gear as your,
That's right.
Tractor. Yeah, yeah.
I had built lots of better tractors than that 300.
Yeah. That's it.
But they, when he got that thing, the pan was, had been busted off of it. The steel pan, and it had been busted two-thirds of the way back, and they had brazed that. And evidently they broke the oil pump off at the same time and they brazed that back on. And back in February, and they done put all the juice in the vat, and he told me to grind some. Get out here and go get me some more medicine. I got this darn spray stuff on me. See how it broke out there? It was done a mess. I had to go get some shots and take some tablets and ointment to rub on it. And I was going to go and cut me some of them little old fishing reeds, a bunch of them over the outside of the road, and stick up here for my pole beans to run on this afternoon. Yeah. I planted some over there and didn't get a stand. This thing here, see how it's missing?
Yeah.
The pole had froze your eyes on that cane. And there's.
Oh, really?
Oh, some of them was the longest ever coming through, and a lot of them didn't come through.
Yeah.
That's why it's missing like that. But I made 50 gallons on this 4.5 roller since last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That old red pickup truck that I had.
Yeah.
I knew the old nigger would go crooked and all over the field, so I come out here on the pickup truck, and I got my sight down there, and I just drove right straight to it and made my roll straight.
Yeah.
And I turned around and let the wheel run back in that rut, and the other one go over yonder. And the width of the roll here, I made them wider. Then after I planted stuff, Zetra said, well, you ain't done nothing. Says Whitehurst had the same cane. He got, this is 702, something university put out a number of years back. And, he says Whitehurst had it out there, and they planted it in 12-foot rolls, and they'd take the bushing bog and go down the middles and ply it out, and said it just keeps spreading out here, and got so thick they couldn't even get through it anymore with a bushing bog.
You had some peas that you wanted to try out, and asked me if I had 5 or 6 acres, and you wanted right sort of loamy ground. But that'd be sort of tedious going that far.
Yeah.
The best place would be your neighbor over here.
That's right.
But he don't care about plying up your land. They look like buffalo. Now they're in good pasture condition. See the bones.
I guess he's 2.5 years old now. But I believe he's 7 inches tall, them bulls, and 2 feet longer.
Yeah.
That bull, I believe that bull is longer. Well, he's
fever. Heck is it? Charlie?
Big.
Wow.
Any man's got any registered cows, he can tell him probably more about his own cow than he knows himself.
Oh,
because
mean.
He reads all the records and the history on him.
Oh.
And what his offspring and who got this calf and what he turned out to be. And what he sold for.
Oh.
Who owned him, yeah? All that stuff. He keeps up with every bit of that.
Huh.
When he goes out to buy a bull, he knows exactly what he's looking for and what he's got behind him.
Yeah.
And then he judges from what they, of course he buys them all calves. He don't buy the grown bulls.
Then he grows them all.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking
attached just like that one.
No, what happened to that?
Well, that was nailed into a old catface, a lot of pine, yellow pine, and it growed, the tree growed over it, and it made that hard growth around it.
Good Lord.
A man has the same thing in him in most cases. You can get a piece of steel or something in you, and it'll make a hard growth around it.
You have the most surprising information. You must, I don't know how in the world,
well,
you
I
pick
got
it all up.
I got a piece of steel in my eye once. And I was working for a doctor, old Dr. Trump, down here at Winter Haven. And he got into this banana plantation business during the Florida boom, and he sold to them Yankees. Now, they'd come out there, 6 or 8 busloads of them at the time, and they'd walk down to the west edge of Lake Hamilton. There's a canal come out there and run through this Peace Valley. He had several thousand acres of muck there. And he was selling that land then for $500 an acre, and he sold them banana bulbs for 25 to 45 cents, depending on the size of them. And they'd put them out there for about $35 an acre. All you had to do was square it off and throw the thing down there, it was already wet, kick a little muck over it, and it'd start growing. Banana bulb, something grow anywhere. The old stumps, he got them South Florida, Cuba. And you take a old stump that's that big around, and he had piles nearly as high as that tree there, 125 feet across. Just got them carload after carload. Take a hose every few days and wet them things down from the canal. Just keep them wet. And they put out these bulbs on the side of them stumps. Sometimes 25, 30 bulbs on one stump. Them sell them for 25 to 45 cents a piece. $500 an acre for land. About $35, $40 to put them out. Land didn't cost you nothing in that valley. He said they started out practicing medicine, studying to be a doctor. And he got married, and before he finished school, and he said he and his wife slept on the floor for 2 years. When he got money enough he could spare from his schooling, he bought a new bed, and somebody come along on the board in a big old house back in Georgia, and so they rented the room to 2 men, double bed, and they got money enough to buy another bed and some more rooms. And he said they had 9 double beds before they ever slept on the tenth one themselves. Somebody come along and rent them, you know.
A what?
T-model bearing cap. Used to have just poured rods, you know, and mains, and you file it so it'd come close together on the shaft. Now they have inserts, you just put an insert in there. But then you just file the caps and let them come close together, thick band together. And I got this piece of filing in my eye. Well, that comes bothered me about 3 days later. And he was a doctor.
Oh, you mean you didn't know when it happened?
I knew when it happened.
But you didn't know what it was.
I wiped at it, and it seemed like it
didn't
was gone,
hurt.
But a little sore, didn't hurt.
Yeah.
And that thing went on for about 7 weeks. And he's doctoring on it, different things, and I put all kind of poultices on it, and take cornmeal and alum force put on there. That relieved me more than anything else. Well, it started off, oh, it was just a little sore eyes, and then he said it was granulated sore eyes. It's getting better. Well, I knew it was getting worse all the time. So he had a brother-in-law down in Winter Haven. Gilbert was his name. And I went down there to see Gilbert. And he was back in there at his and when I stepped in the door, he says, "Where in the hell have you been all this time?" Says, "You got a piece of steel in your eye." I said, "Come on back in, let me get it out." He charged me a thing for it. And I went on back there, and he put some stuff to kill a nerve in my eye. And he went in there with a little probe, magnetic probe, brought that thing out, put it on that x-ray machine where I could look at it. And it was a bad looking thing. When I went in there, he says, "You ought to have done been here." I says, "Well, what you been doing this?" I said, "Crump's been doctor." He says, "Oh, that old son of a bitch says he ain't fit for a horse doctor. So I wouldn't let him doctor my bird dog." That was his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Both of them practiced medicine right there, about two blocks from one another.
But it growed up? Growed around?
He says, "It done started to form the growth." Says, "Nature take care of itself that way." He said, "That thing would make a growth around there so it didn't irritate your eye. Of course, the growth would bother you." But he says, "I'll try to save it." Says, "I wouldn't promise you the can." Says, "That growth got mighty far." But he put in and doctored it, and the growth finally disappeared.
Well, what happened to you at the time he was doctoring it? What'd you do? Just kept going?
Yeah, I kept going.
You didn't have to go to bed or
no,
be quiet?
No, I didn't have to go to bed.
Nothing?
Didn't have no real hard work there to do. And I kept going. And it was spring of the year, and it wasn't so hot. On the wrenches. Yeah, I'll pick you up. The plugs, I had a mess back here. This little old gauge, a heat gauge, when they had it down there, had to take the thing apart, and it didn't tighten that back, and it leaks a little and dripped on that spark plug and had it missing. I didn't notice the water on there. I pulled them all out, and that Davis cap, it screwed off and fell out there somewhere, so the wire falls off. I got to put another one of them little nuts on the plug to keep the wire on.
Bless you.
That thing had just a slight curve to it, and about point is my little finger there. About that long where it broke off.
Mm-hmm.
Old piece of live oak.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like it's almost petrified.
Yeah.
Sticking up and I run over it.
Well, you got so much power on it, you know, it won't stop, and if it's got the right angle, fastened
yeah.
right, it just...
It just stuck right through. I pulled it off.
That's all it can do, just go right straight. Nice shed. Shed like this, you got to do some work out here.
Just got plunder piled under here.
Well, you don't need a shed like
Michelle,
this, just for plunder.
Yo, HL, yo company, they come by here and that tractor was here. But they got me rolled up there on my tax notice. CV Party Farm equipment, $1,050.
They let you off light, I'd say.
That will come up meat out of my hand.
Oh, when she sees something.
Well, it goes all the way back to where you see that back line of trees over yonder.
Wait, you mean way over yonder?
Yeah, way over on the hill. And then there's a patch back in the woods there, some old fields. And it goes to where you, well, you see those two big top oaks over yonder?
Way on the skyline?
Well, there's some pines
no,
on
no,
beyond,
no,
but
no, no, yeah.
There's these little trees.